hour. We're doing a lot of these videos more. I don't know where. Is Cass, did he go off or is he still there? Do we still have Cass?
How about him? Yeah.
There we go. There we go. We got Cass Ingram on, and we're recording it a video, and we'll put it up on a YouTube channel. We'll get it distributed to Cass so he can send it out. This is important times. This is important information. Cass is world class at what he does. I joke that I imagine him on the side of a mountain somewhere, but now you can see him right here live. He looks nice. He looks much better than me. I mean, I'm a radio show host. I'm lucky I have my pants on. I mean, literally, video killed the radio star, and I understand that now. But I am very excited to have our guest. He is world-class at herbs, natural medicine. He, of course, talks a lot about the North American herb and spice products, the oregano, regaresp, all the whole gamut. We'll discuss them. He has some special information about studies he's been doing with coronavirus and COVID. We've heard hydrochloroquine, we've heard vaccines, we've heard this, we've heard that. It's like a shell game. Information, disinformation, what is true, what is ridiculous. He's here today to help kind of sort this out. It's a pleasure, an absolute pleasure to be here with Dr. Cass Ingram. Dr. Cass, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thanks a lot. You know, I see our people suffering. American people are good people, and I hate to see the agony, the pain. I hope that maybe the two of us can set the stage correctly. And if you go on the internet, you'll see 100,000 videos, different theories, different positions, different discussion. We got to get some semblance of sense out of this. So both the cause and the natural remedies or whatever to help. And I've written the book on that. So I wanted to offer that to your audience at no cost to them or no issue. No credit card has to be pulled. So that's a good start for people on this program just for the Power Hour.
Absolutely. Let's start with getting information straight. I go to Walmart and I see people in masks. I see less and less of the customers with masks, but everybody working there has a mask. Yeah. You've done some research on masks, so let's start there with masks.
I when this first broke out, I flew to a hot zone, Seattle, and I took this while I was on the plane.
And you're holding up a what is that, N95 mask?
N95. So I put some Orega shield in there and sprayed it with this Orega spray, which you're familiar with, I think.
Yes.
Or you could just use the oil of wild oregano in there, and I used it as a fumigant. And I pretty much didn't wear it after that. And I was thinking, well, masks, this is a pandemic. People are dropping dead in China, might be all right. But I didn't like the idea of wearing this all the time. So in the hotel, mm-hmm. or when I gave the lecture, I'm not going to wear a mask. So there may be uses like medical officers, nurses, somebody going on an airplane, you're in that hermetically sealed box. However, one issue is, doesn't this look like cotton? Like paper towels or something?
Yes, absolutely.
It's called non-porous material. It's vinyl. It's polyethylene. It's polystyrene. It's polyester. It's synthetic petrochemical. That's what this is. You're putting petrochemical on your face. And the manufacturing codes are not strong, and so these gas out. Case history. So the idea of wearing one all the time for the public isn't a good idea, actually. They have their use, and that's it. Two Chinese youths, 14 and 15, wearing an N95, jogged a 1,500 meter school race. They both dropped dead. Dead. How does a 14-year-old or a 15-year-old die? They died from asphyxiation. You can't be wearing this while you're exercising. See, that's why we have to do common sense. Yes, it's a pandemic. It's an epidemic. Okay, we have an issue. 50% of our deaths seem to be in nursing homes or elderly, whatever. We've got to recognize what we've got, but we can't go around making broad assumptions. Oh, got to wear a mask. And when you're bicycling, when you're traveling, when you're in a car, not a good idea. When you're jogging, bad idea. So here's what happens. Asphyxiation. You're not getting your, when you're out for fresh air, you need the fresh air for your lungs. To prevent this disease, you've got to have the fresh air. So you're exhaling carbon dioxide. You've just shoved the carbon dioxide back. You're inhaling oxygen. You're blocking the oxygen. Forget about the asphyxiation. Just common sense tells you you can't wear one of these outdoors.
So you, your body has to have oxygen for your immune system. If you suppress, if your immune system or oxygen level goes down in your body, you're automatically suppressing your immune system.
Oh yeah. Yeah. But that's a logical point. But carbon dioxide makes you acidic. So you get two hits.
So it's even worse.
Yeah.
Is there, okay, let's go here. The idea that we've had Doug Rocky, who was the NBC expert in nuclear biological chemical from the 3rd Division of the Army. I mean, very high level, dealt with writing the protocols for the Olympics, decontamination. He says flat out, these masks do nothing to prevent the virus going back and forth. The holes are way too big. Let's talk about that. Your feeling.
The virus can, about 50% of the time, a virus penetrates an N95. More so in the cloth mask, you know, made out of natural material.
That we mostly see. That's what we mostly see out there.
At least those not going to fumigate you with gases, toxic gases. The issue, he's correct about this, is that there are many doctors and nurses fully clothed, zoot suits, mask, they got the virus, or well, they got whatever it is. They got sick anyway. This is just a false comfort zone. You feel better. You think you're doing something. We don't know that it does it that much. In certain environments, and especially if you use it as a fumigation, if you took something like the spray and you pounded it, and you used it as a way to fumigate yourself, if you were in a hot zone, that'd be all right, you know.
I go back to Walmart because it seems like everybody understands that. They have the blue dots on the floor 6 feet apart. And logically I'm thinking, okay, you're forcing us to shut down the mom and pop store down the street, but Walmart can stay open. But yet this virus is very deadly, but yet as long as you stay 6 feet apart, then you're not going to get it. I'm like, it just logically, it just doesn't make sense. The whole thing.
No, it is illogical. And thank God you have common sense. The social distancing is a hoax. Forget it. It's useless. And it's changing people's behavior, which is not a good thing, where you have to be careful or something. If you get in somebody's space, there was an elderly woman who got mad at another person and yanked their, IV thing and because they got too close, tripped and the man died, 85-year-old, died from a head injury. You can forget social distance, whatever that's called. I don't even want to meet in the term. And then this whole idea, of 6 feet versus seven versus, I mean, it's just, there's no basis for it. Look, here's the deal. So we're the general public is, it, the reason I'm doing this show is I feel for my friends in your audience. The general public is under siege. Is it not true? This pathogen seems to have come from industrial farms or factory farms in China, due also to the recombinant or GMO vaccines that the Western world makes to sell to China. If that's the case, shouldn't we put the masks on the pigs instead? They don't have any, so they're just jammed together, and the chickens in the cage or the chickens in an industrial farm, take 2 million chickens in one barn or whatever it is, or 200, whatever it is, I don't know, 2,000 packed together. So let me tell you, if you're going to tell me I need to stand 6 feet from people and wear a mask, why aren't you dealing with the cause? And another thing, let's say I'm wearing my mask, I'm standing 6 feet, I'm washing my hands, I'm using disinfectant in my home, and then you come along and say it's time for your injection, and you inject me with sepsis. You see the fraud of it?
What do you mean sepsis? What do you mean inject me with sepsis?
All
Explain that.
All vaccines are septic.
Explain that. That's important.
Septic is infection. They all have infection. So not only are you going to maybe come close to me with your infection, but you're going to inject material residual from human fetal embryonic tissue, fetuses, aborted fetuses, dog kidney cell resident.
Monkeys.
And according to Mikovits, she made some good points. Coronavirus, and this is quite true, dogs are contaminated with coronavirus. So anytime you make a vaccine from coronavirus or from dog material, which is the current flu vaccine, is dog kidney cell derived. It's going to be contaminated with coronavirus. So you have viruses, amoebas, you have bacterial residues, you have recombinant or GMO viruses, and you're injecting it in somebody. I don't care if they were dead. You're still injecting pathogen material. So I'm washing my hands. And I don't want you near me, but I will turn over my body and let you shoot me.
Right through my defense systems, right through my lungs, right into the blood, right up straight into the blood. Let me ask you about testing. Do they have an accurate test yet?
Testing not an accurate test, false negatives, false positives. Who knows if you're getting contaminated by the tests? Maybe you're getting inoculated with the virus. You can't come up with a test in 2 months. That's a highly, extremely deliberate process to invent a medical intervention or procedure. You can't rush this stuff.
Well, tell me about coronavirus. As far as I understand, there's lots of strains of coronavirus, right? I mean, explain
there's
that a little bit.
There's 60 strains. There's seven that actively infect humans. There are many strains in pigs. But look, here's the deal. I'm going to make it really simple. This breaks out, right? If you want me to believe anything you do at a government or governmental or governor or presidential level, I want to see you come out and say, well, it looks like we got another vaccine-induced industrial catastrophe right here. We got to do something about these factory farms. We've got 80 of them in New York. We've got 40 of them in Los Angeles. We got to shutter those, and we got to go to China with the team and clean up their situation and go to Vietnam and stop the dog and cat farms, or the pangolins or whatever you got. We're going to cut off. We're the WHO. We're the CDC. We're going to help the world clean up its act. Instead, you pummel the American public. You destroy them.
It's illegitimate. I mean, it doesn't even make sense. Logically, you're trying to juxtapose these, and it's like, wow, it's confusing. It doesn't make any sense.
Look at the slaughterhouses. Look at the catastrophes there. The number one outbreaks in all of Canada is surrounding a beef, beef or pork slaughterhouse. The number one hot zone in America is Smithfield Foods, which is a pork slaughterhouse. Primarily, they are pork slaughterhouses. Why aren't you talking about that? Why aren't you dealing with it? In your nursing homes, vaccinated nursing homes, heavily vaccinated nursing homes, number one hot zone in America. No one's saying?
Is it true that the seasonal flu vaccine, they put SRA, didn't they put SRA last couple of years in there? Isn't that true?
Years.
Explain why that's significant.
The additive.
Yes.
Well, you're disrupting the entire immune function. You're not going to be able to fight anything if you get repeat doses. Your ability to cleanse germs is diminished to nothing. And you can see that in what's happening in a nursing home. They stack them up like cordwood and 30 or 50 people die. Now, we don't know if it's all from this pathogen, but it has something to do with this sudden increase in death in heavily vaccinated. The other issue is coronavirus contamination in the vaccine. Another, monkey virus, insect viruses, insect cell material is in the current flu vaccine module.
Alan Dershowitz, we got about 4 or 5 minutes before break. Alan Dershowitz, very well known, prominent, came out and said that if the government decides you need a vaccine, they have the power to take you and force you to get this vaccine. I mean, this sent shivers down, a big part of America. obviously the push, the discussion about mandatory making you have a vaccine. Tell us a little bit about the vaccine as far as.
Did Dershowitz keep his underwear on when he said that? Because, you know, he has an issue. This is scare tactics.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
This is just more scare and fear mongering. Somebody consigned him to say that. It goes along with the Gates proxy group. But
what is the deal with Gates? I mean, he's out there every chance he gets talking about life won't be normal until you get this vaccine that supposedly we don't have, that we're going to have for you. It'll be great and it'll change your life. I mean, that makes no sense at all.
I don't know. Mr. Gates and I would be polarized because I have never given a vaccine. I've never advised a vaccine. I have advised against them. And in my practice in the early days, I would write scripts for families never to get them. So he would be the vaccine guy, would be the one who does not and who lives it, does not promote them. Here's the issue. He's probably involved with something like 250,000 paralyzed children. Now, I don't know why he would want to put that burden on the earth, but that's from the polio.
Talking about India,
Africa.
Yeah, they ran them out of India.
Yeah, they have a grand number of fatalities. Africa, India, United States, Europe. I don't know quite why you would do something like that. There are claims. You've heard the claims of eugenicism and so on. I mean, I don't want to get too much into it. I just know that he and I are on completely opposite plates.
Well, I don't want to push you in a car. I'm not trying to get you to badmouth Bill Gates. Let me ask you in terms of this. I think that this is an RNA virus, is it not? And RNA virus vaccines supposedly are extremely difficult to create. There's no HIV vaccine, right? I mean, explain right. that a little
well,
bit.
The vaccine is a hoax. It's just big money. Potentially extremely big money for the pharmaceutical cartel, perhaps patent holders, maybe Mr. Gates. I don't know his details, or Mr. Fauci, but they are involved and they're promoting it. Now, Washington, D.C. is pretty ambitious people there. The idea of becoming a billionaire overnight.
Just a little.
Right.
Just a little.
I mean, you know, it's a corporation after all, right? Arms dealing and different things. So we have a terrible history in our country of having the most fantastic people, but having governmental entities that lead to tremendous despair across the world. And I'm talking about death. I'm talking about warfare. I'm talking about vaccination. I'm talking about the pharmaceutical drug chemotherapy. All of those elements are quite disastrous if they're allowed to be done without any scrutiny. So that's the issue. If you have a financial vested interest and you push that through without anybody scrutinizing, carefully assessing to see what the pros and cons are, you bribe the FDA officials. Which Monsanto did, and putting their own person in.
We know that. Yeah, that's not speculation.
All of a sudden, you start destroying people's lives, animals, pets. You're causing epidemics. And that's why I want to say, I don't trust anybody unless they say, well, we assessed this, and it looks like it's coming from factory farms. We sold these vaccinations. Many of them were also illicitly bought by the Chinese in their desperation. They lost, after all, 350 million pigs in the last year from coronavirus, of all things. Unless I see somebody talk about those issues, I'm not sure I want to turn into the channel. I might be getting distracted about things. And we have a country where almost every slaughterhouse is potentially going to be shuttered or was shuttered or is... where we have half the employees sick. Don't you think it's in the blood? Why isn't anybody saying, why isn't it in the feces of the animal? What's going on? I'm telling you, H1N1 in 2009 was vaccine induced. Swine flu in Fort Dix was from vaccines. And they made this big hoop-to-do and created a $200 million budget that they extracted from the U.S. taxpayer by Mr. Ford, rubber stamped it. Did this on national TV, remember?
Oh, I remember. Oh, yeah.
Okay, in 1977, there was the Russian flu, which was vaccine-induced. In 56, apparently some vaccine research led to that epidemic, 2 million dead. And in 1918, the king of all pandemics, yeah, was a vaccine-induced epidemic.
What's your evidence? We have about 40 seconds before the break. Talk about that a little. People are going to be like, huh, what did he just say? Explain that a little bit.
What happened was in the fort in Kansas, there was an armory there or a barracks in Kansas. And the Rockefeller Foundation made a highly septic, poorly preserved vaccine, and they inoculated the troops, and that's where it started. And then it spread from there. It was a bacterial pneumonia, and the Rockefeller, it made a bacterial vaccine. It then led to 20 million deaths. What are we talking about? Pandemic is a bit of a hoax. An industrial outbreak, pharmaceutical catastrophe is real.
On the other side, we're going to get into case studies with actual patients, their experiences with Oreganol, Oregarasp, North American Herbal Spice products that we have over at the Power Mall. Somebody needs to look at this. That's why we're doing this interview. So somebody needs to check this out. We have some solutions here. Apparently we do. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to The Power Hour, thepowerhour.com. More with Cass Ingram.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics?
Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour. We appreciate your patience as we do this video. We're trying to dip our toes into video here. I think it's going to be much more powerful. It's really cool for us to be able to see Cass Ingram. It's like, wow, there he is. Look at him. He doesn't look like a goat. He's not on the side of a mountain. Now, when you do go to the side of a mountain, we want a picture of it, Cass. We want to see.
I'll take my documentary team, which is me, myself, and my cell phone.
Yeah, perfect. And a selfie stick. That's all we need. The Power Mall is where we've conglomerated a lot of products. I'm going to show you for the video camera. This is my oregano. This is my oregano I got, and this is what I take, and this is how I take it. One, I'll put it, and this is super strength. So this gives you a little, this will wake you up in the morning. I put a little under the tongue. I just put a little bit because it's really strong. That puts some on my finger. And then, like you said, that little cavity right above your collarbone. I put that on both sides, especially before I go to bed. That works really good. And I notice if I'm sick, it's like that night I'll sweat and I'm burning it off. It's like literally burning off. I'll put it in my feet, like in the webbing of my feet. As, kind of that lymph area there. Yeah, Where's the other place I should put it?
The shins.
It's
really good to rub the shins. There's big bones and that stimulates lymphatics and the lymphocytes. Your children are using.
We coat them in this. Okay. Yes.
Okay. Now I'm going to be on a TV show, called, they wanted me to announce the Daily Ledger with Graham Ledger. That's people can look that up. I don't know when they're going to air it, tomorrow or the next day, but, whatever.
Well, very good. I hope people find that. So at the Power Mall, this oregano, of course, it's staple here. It's extremely important. The P73 gel also have gel caps. The, Purely C, black seed oil, bone active, the oregano rest. You got anything going on with your lungs? Take that Regarest. It's like a bomb going off in your lungs to the.
You know
virus.
What? Somebody should chew on. If you wanted to know how powerful that is, they should take a capsule and chew on it. Then you'd really, and especially if one was sick, they would do that. Speed it up.
Well, Cass, we don't want to make people. It's pretty strong stuff, ladies and gentlemen.
That's okay. Let them blow their heads off. Who cares? When's the last time anybody dropped dead from oregano around this place?
You cracked me up one time you were on. I wish I had a video of it. You were taking some right on air, and you took like half a dropper full of super strength. I'm like, oh my gosh, you got to be. You are the Superman, buddy. You are Superman. Oregamax, Bone Active, Oregadent, Collagen Power Plus, the Chagamax, all at thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Many of the other products, Grown by Nature, vitamins, and what have you.
You got to get also the spray in for people to have, to mist.
Should have brought the spray. I have one.
Boom, 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 boom.
There you go. So people boom, see. Boom.
But so, I want to just toot people to support the Power Mall. They're thankfully bringing us this information. So if you need something, give them a call.
When I go to Walmart, I'm talking about Walmart again, but see those guys in these masks and they're spraying, God only knows what, on those shopping carts. I'm like, oh, please, let me just spray this Oregaspray on there. Right. I don't want
the less,
what you're doing.
Actually, the less you go out in public, the better, because that way you won't get sick from toxic chemicals disinfectant.
Yeah.
Now that makes sense. That kind of distancing from the toxins. But no, did you know that oregano oil is 64 times more powerful than alcohol?
No.
I don't care. You know, if you want to, it's up to you, but this is all I do. I take this. I make no claims. I'm just telling you. Here, I spray my face. I let it drift into my eyes from an arm length difference. Spray the chest. And like you said, I take a lot of the oregano oil. I do. And the oregano rasp, I take it. What difference does it make what the claims are? Why don't, you know, it's just God's medicine. Hey, do you suppose that somehow the Old Testament knows anything? I don't know. You know, I'm not the expert. How come it says something you should clean yourself with? Clean yourself out, you'll be pure like snow. And then Mr. Trump was saying, isn't there anything we can clean ourselves out with? Remember that?
Absolutely. A disinfectant that we could take internally.
That's oregano.
Let's not gloss over that, because I think that's extremely important. The Bible connection, talk about hyssop in the Bible. Is that what we're talking? Explain
so
that.
So we have the Old Testament, talks about a lot of, you know, herbs and fruits and grapes and plants, black seed and things, but it never says anything specifically about a drug for a certain disease except once. And that's where it says, clean yourself out with the hyssop that you'll be cleansed and purified. You'll never find it in there. And that's God's favorite natural medicine is the wild oregano. Esop is Hebrew for the Greek esop, which means wild oregano. So that's in the mountains, growing there. You distill it and you turn it into oil of oregano. That's God's favorite natural medicine. I swear to you, if I get the sense to go before him, I guess we all go the same place. I want to thank him for inventing that for the human race. It's a kingpin. Everybody should be taking this. It's his medicine, but it has to be wild oregano. You see?
Well, you bring up a good point, and talk about Amazon. You don't even know what you're getting on Amazon. You don't know if you're getting some Chinese knockoff. Well, explain that. I don't think people understand that.
There was. This is oregano P73. I'm not saying it any claim on it. I'm just telling you got to take it. Okay, so there was someone that put oregano P73 and then on the side label put P72. It was a counterfeit on Amazon and eBay. It was noxious and disgusting. It's still there. But they've been taken to task and, you know, now going to go try to seize the inventory, and it came out of China. Chinese synthetic oregano oil.
Well, Peter Navarro, was he a trade secretary for Trump administration, something like that? He was talking about all the knockoffs. Apple, if you're not an authorized reseller of Apple, up to 90% of everything sold on Amazon is a fake.
Yep,
a fake. I mean, this is not rocket science information.
I mean, Amazon and eBay need to be taken to task for giving the platform to allow fraudulent and dangerous supplements, but that counterfeit P72 side panel looks just like this if you didn't know any better, and you would buy it for $5 or $10 less. They're not selling it for nothing, and you would get stuck with
a bad product. I mean, your life's on the line, and that's what we're talking about. We want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. You got to have the real thing, and that's what we're talking about.
Just so you know, there's no counterfeits. Impossible. This is an extremely difficult product to make. So if you see this, that's 100%.
You're holding up right now, audience, he's holding up a bottle of Oregaris. Why is it so difficult?
Because you have to vacuum dry the essential oils, mix them, encapsulate them, and, you know, it's very difficult to get the kind of process so you can take 100 kilos or 100 liters and dry it down to 5 liters. So you see how that would concentrate it. Mm-hmm. And then that's encapsulated. That's why that's 50 times, maybe 20 times more aggressive than oil of oregano.
Wow. I mean, oregano rasp is amazing. You got anything going on with your lungs, and that's what we're talking with coronavirus. The respirators. Why are respirators such an issue?
Respirators are a problem because, first of all, you don't put somebody with the flu on a respirator. You just don't.
No, you don't.
Because you're going to kill them.
Why do they? Well, why do they? First, why do they put people on respirators?
$40,000 per respirator by insurance, okay. Medicare, versus $5,000 for just conservative, let them sit in the bed. I mean, who knows why? But it could be that slowness in the hospitals, big money reimbursement. It could be the incompetence of medicine, because Rockefeller's group eliminated natural medicine.
Explain that. From the 1800s into the 1900s, America switched.
Once he innovated petrochemical drugs. Once that was done, he wanted a monopoly. That means the homeopathy, the herbal medicine, natural medicine had to be exterminated out of the...
You're talking about old man Rockefeller.
Old man Rockefeller.
Yeah, old man Rockefeller. Yeah.
Gandhi.
Yeah.
So he plotted to eliminate the naturalistic or non-medicine so he could advance the petrochemical drugs. He also was involved. The first time he sold oil, he sold it through MDs who sold it as a drug, just pure crude oil. They didn't know that it was a fuel. So that was in the...
I didn't know this. Say that again.
That's how he started his life, his money.
It was a snake oil salesman.
Yeah, it was a snake oil salesman.
Now, I knew that. So he was taking oil, the oil he got from the ground, and selling that.
Saying it was a health...
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I didn't know that.
So what you're dealing with is, as he became too rich, he is just like the situation now, these multi-billionaires converting us to drones of vaccinated, whatever we are. But when you have too much money, it's a problem. You see, if you're not virtuous and good, it goes to your head in more ways than one. And so that's what happened. He decided all business is a threat. Competition is a sin. And so if you do homeopathy, if you do natural medicine, if you do osteopathy, I will invade or infect, if you will, with my tyranny, the medical system, and extirpate, expunge, remove you. And then I will have total control. And there you see it, chemotherapy, radiation, drug therapy. And so medicine is incompetent. When the epidemic comes, it doesn't know what to do.
Let's talk a little bit about what we can do, what you've seen. Case studies, obviously the word cure is a volatile word. Let's just use that word.
We're
not going there. Let's talk about your experiences, your case studies. This is very important. Somebody needs to look at this. Donald Trump, you've asked for a disinfectant that people can use. You've asked for this. Somebody needs to look at this. Somebody needs to send this to Donald Trump. Let's talk about this, Cass. Very important.
I'm just going to upload a video that got taken down twice of my research. In 2003, I did a study in antiviral research, published in abstract form. I'll send you the abstract, where we took the human coronavirus, not this virus, but they're all similar. This was the cold virus, influenza A, and bird flu. Bird flu is 50% fatal. We took them and infected the viruses into chicken embryonic cells. Then took the oil of wild oregano in a super strength dosage, put it in the test medium, in the corona, in the flu, and the bird flu. The researchers also took these capsules. I mean, why hide the information? Nobody's making a claim. And open the capsules up, put them in the slurry, coronavirus, influenza, and
You're talking about, for the audience who's listening, he's talking about oregarest, capsules of oregarest. So they tested oregano and capsules of oregarest.
That's correct. So the results were that in 2 minutes, there was a 99.99% destruction of the coronavirus, the influenza virus, and the bird flu. Now, here's the caveat. By 20 minutes, the multiple spice caused a 100% destruction, and the oregano oil caused a 99.999999% destruction.
Wow.
Of all three pathogens. But it took 10 times the oil of oregano to work in the in vitro. Now, I'm not translating this to a claim. I'm telling you what the science is. We have a right to know, First Amendment. It's in my book. It took 0.1%, 0.01%, then a 0.1%, and then with the bird flu, 25%. No, I think it was 0.1 and 1%. Anyway, this was 1% for the flu. So it was different. Coronavirus and flu, they were different. My point is, between 0.01% and 25% was complete destruction. Now, what does oregano do? You know those spicules? They talk about the spicules on a virus.
Oh, the little like horns, the little spikes looking like.
It melts those. Now, it also melts the capsid. It just does. Now, the FDA knows that. And so does
the government. What do you mean the FDA knows that? Explain that.
Well, the FDA knows all about oregano oil.
How do you know that? Why?
They published a study in 2000 in the Journal of Food Protection. But before they did, they said, look, our objective was to prove, Dr. F. Andron at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, you can look it up online, was to prove that the use of oregano oil or any spice oil was a, quote, useless endeavor. We wanted to prove it wrong and scandalize it. That's what the FDA researcher said, in so many words. Now, what she did was she sent it to the lab against 9 pathogens. It killed them all. You made a mistake, she told her lab tech. She said, I got angry with her. I told her to quit using that chlorinated water, go back to this. I said, I used the protocol. So she went back to the lab. It destroyed them all. She went back a third. She scandalized her again. She went back a third and a fourth. It killed them all. So that's when the government funded her for $500,000 from our taxpayer money to study oregano oil, which they published in the Journal of Food Protection, FDA, by the way. And their conclusion was it really does work. And although we were trying to scandalize oil of oregano, it was probably the P73 because that was what was around at the time. We should turn it into a drug now.
That's how they think. Yeah,
now,
it's like
now the USDA knows. The USDA, now God bless them, they're trying to do what they do, whatever they're doing. They called me and said, we want some oregano oil. And they were pushy. I said, well, all right, I'll send some to you. This was 1999. They turned around and patented an oregano oil film for use in bologna. Talk about now the WHO knows. I sent the WHO during the SARS epidemic a bottle of Oregarest, each of their doctors and their nurses that went to China, a bottle of this spray, no claims made, but this is a fax, and a bottle of oil of oregano super string. We dispensed it to their people, and the guy called, their GP called me back and said, Dr. Ingram, nobody got sick. We were exposed, we were worried and concerned, but it protected us. And I have it from a guy at the UN that the WHO has tested the oregano oil and found it that was the only substance. Why are we talking about an aquarium drug? We're desperate. Zinc, okay, it's all right. It was the only substance they tested that destroyed the virus. And now we have 100,000 dead people and no one wants to say a word. Now, why did I ask you that, you know, that we should talk about my new book? Because when my research started to get picked up by Facebook and people posted it on their sites, 2,000 posts back in February or March, Facebook took it down. Facebook, Twitter, and Google were constrained to shove the algorithm and destroy the trending so the public couldn't know about it. I mean, why do you think I'm up at 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning trying to figure this out? Why do you think I wrote a book in a month? Something's wrong with this picture. We're going to let people die for a dollar bill. So who cares who makes the money? I said, oil of wild oregano. If it's wild, good. I don't care, right? If 100% wild, it has to be wild. It has to be what God said in the mountains. Now, in addition to that, the LA Times and others said anybody that would promote oregano oil for whatever this, I guess, deserves their rightful place in hell to roast forever. I mean, you know, I mean, stuff like that, that's going to turn people away, right? You know how fickle we are, human race.
Why do we believe everything comes out of corporate media? I mean, are we just brainwashed, hypnotized? What? Why should we believe them anymore?
I would think we're brainwashed. Look at people are afraid of their shadows. That we've been pharmaceutically so brainwashed. Oh, if I take this oregano oil, could it interact with my drugs? I said, shouldn't you be worried about the drugs interacting with your cells and killing you? Why would? If I take this supplement, will it cause me any side effects? Could I? No. If I give a lecture about oregano oil, that first thing people come and say, will it interact with their medication?
How do you answer that when people ask you that?
I try to run away. I'm tired of how ludicrous the mindset is. I say, you don't ask me about your pizza. Pizza has five spices on it. Why wouldn't you ask me if the pizza would interact with your drug? Or your marinara sauce on your pasta. Come on.
Good question.
So I think that's why we need to reset the thinking. When's the last, I tell in my lectures this, I try to preempt it. When's the last time you've heard of anybody that got a side effect from eating too much garlic, onions, oregano, other than gas? Oregano would be anti-gas, but, or turmeric or cumin. When's the last person that has been registered as a fatality from oregano's onion, cumin, rosemary, sage? Do we have one in the last year? In the last year, 500,000 deaths from pharmaceuticals. Zero from an herbal medicine. What does that tell you? Why do I have to answer the question even? You have no sense anymore, world? Not people, the world. The world's gone mad. The world says, you'd stand on this disc, I'll stand on, like you're having a, what is that? Like you're doing some kind of dance. Here and there, and then this one's going over here, and we're going to do a yoga class, and we're going to put a disc for there. Are you kidding? I only go from my work to my home because I can't stand it. I can't stand going, I won't go into any store that mandates me to wear a mask. If I want to wear a mask, I wear a mask. Don't tell me I have to because I don't. Right? You're not going to violate my inalienable rights. So
we have 2 or 3 minutes left. We're going to do this again, and we're going to go into a kind of a series of part of it. Tell people why this is so important to you and kind of some of the things as we go forward.
Well, I am doing that study. I don't know the legalities where I'm accumulating survey of people who are having problems. And so I might as well tell you what I'm telling people. Look, take some oil of oregano, take some oregaresp, use the spray. Maybe you want some juice of oregano, some sinus spray, some black seed. Those are the kingpins that we know from whatever reason, the experience I have and the science. And also you should know that oregano oil destroys the cytokine gene, or it tones it way down.
Explain, right? Cytokine gene. What
That's
does that mean?
A storm. Whether it's inside the arteries or the kidneys or the lungs, that storm when you get a vaccine reaction, when you get the flu, when you get sick, shut that storm off. So you don't just die from a stupid virus or something, you know? And this is what the world has to know. Before we know it, some of our dignitaries are going to be sick, their children. We don't know what's going to happen. And we don't know, the bigger thing is the next industrial farm catastrophe, pharmaceutical catastrophe, could be more fatal. Could be 10% fatal. SARS was.
You mentioned black seed. Tell our audience a little bit about black seed oil. How much do they take?
Black seed is a bronchodilator, and it's helpful to heal scarred and damaged lungs. It is. There are 10 human clinical trials on black seed oil for asthma and bronchial conditions. It is an ideal, it's biblical, all right? So all I'm saying, I've talked about the Bible here, and I'm no expert, and the Quran for the honey, but let's talk biblical. Oregano, cumin, sage, and black seed. So maybe right under our nose in the hotel bedroom desk is the answer. Right?
The Gideon Bible right there.
And nobody paid any attention. How do you think God feels? He's watching this. He's saying, you know what? I gave you the answer. Don't be screwing around. You don't have to die from some crazy thing that just comes and sweeps you away. Just die when you die.
There's the music. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, Cass. Very nice to meet you here face-to-face, by video at least. This will be up on YouTube. Very important information, especially the second half, going over his experiences with the FDA, the studies. People need to know this. Donald Trump needs to know this, that this wild oregano is that disinfectant. Is this what he's been looking for? He needs to look at it. Scientists need to look at it. You can get it at the Power Mall. You know this. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. Happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you, ladies and gentlemen. Cass, thank you so much, my friend. I am, stay there.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.